What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pigott, host of the Paul Pigott Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video of this dude smacking a MAGA hat off another guy's head in Starbucks. And before we do that, though, I want to give you a word from promopalace.biz. So let's pull up the ad right now.
Music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions, please go to promopalace.biz. You see the website scrolling below. Get marketing promotions at promopalace.biz. All right, we're going to get into it. Tim Pool and the gang. It's a video of this white dude actually slapping a MAGA head off a black dude's head in Starbucks. So let's get into it.
TikTok from Funny Marco. A man, a black man wearing a Trump hat, is confronted by some dude who gets in his face, starts insulting him, and then smacks the hat off his head. I want to play this video. It's only about 58 seconds long, and you can't really hear much, but I'll play it. So you got this guy. Let me put my headphones on so I can hear this better. The black man with the hat on says, "What's wrong with me supporting Trump?"
Dude was following this dude around Starbucks because he got him a Trump hat.
He says, "Tell me something." He's, and it sounds like he's saying he's done for us.
Getting real.
He's done a lot for us. And then the guy with the hat on says, "Look, man, it's just a hat." I'm paraphrasing because you can't really make out what they're saying. But let's jump ahead. Eventually, the guy says, "What are you going to do about it?" He says, "I'm not taking off my hat." And the guy rips it off his head and throws it on the ground. Let me do this first. What is Trump? What is Trump? What has Trump done for us? Abraham Accords. Crushing ISIS. Yeah, I know. You're saying, "I don't live in the Middle East. I don't care about that stuff." These things can prevent war. Pulling our troops out of Afghanistan and Syria. I'm sorry, the deadline for Afghanistan. Joe Biden kind of screwed that one up. Getting our troops out of Syria. That's a pretty good one. Bringing some of our servicemen and women home. How about working to secure our border? Reinforcing problem areas on the border with triple layer bollard fencing. Not a big, beautiful wall from sea to shining sea. I'm sorry, but we got some secured, some areas secured. Maybe that's not good enough. How about bringing back manufacturing to Michigan? The auto manufacturers who invested $3 billion back in the area. How about the best numbers of our lives? So claimed Jim Cramer. And that guy's not got a good track record. Trump is not perfect. Trump did a lot of dumb things. Trump did not succeed in every direction. But to say he didn't do anything for us is insane. People were talking about 2019 making more money than it ever made. But here's the real point here. You know, this guy's minding his own business. It's just some dude wearing a hat. Leave him alone. And sure enough, this Trump derangement syndrome guy walks up and basically attacks the guy.
Let me chime in real quick. This Trump derangement symptom thing, I think that's like some real thing. Even my grandma, like when Trump was in office, like every day on her Facebook, it's like post a post about something you hate about Trump. I mean, that's got to be a miserable way to live life, to just get up every day and just hate the same person over and over again and just find different ways to hate on them. you know. And even at, like, as a content creator, it would be like very depressing just to talk about the same. Like, I see these people that used to only react to like Kevin Samuels content when he was alive or whatnot. And I love Kevin Samuels, but I get very depressing and boring just constantly, you know, just reacting to just one person over and over again, making your life just about one person's life and just hating on that every single day, man. You know, I don't see people like waking up every day and finding ways to hate on Biden as much as the Trump haters. It's like, it's crazy. Like, in my lifetime, Trump has definitely been the most hated guy that's been president. And this right here with this walking up to people and taking their hats off their heads and stuff, that's not gonna go well for everybody. The odds is if that keeps up, you're gonna see a lot of people end up in caskets and go into their graves early, man. And I'm a little upset at the black dude because he didn't, you know, he just let the dude take his hat off his head like that. You know what I'm saying? He was just a little too nice about it. And it ain't even got to be about you being a tough guy. It's just about, first of all, he's in his space a little too much. I would have done told him to back the fuck up and get out of my face. And then he would have took my hat. Well, that's it. We're scrapping. We're fighting. Because, I mean, you just don't take my shit. You don't just take my shit, you know? Let's keep it moving.
Look, I know. Trying to be hyperbolic. All he did was rip the hat off his head. We don't know what happened after the fact. But the guy was just like, I'm not taking my hat off. Leave me alone. And this dude gets in his face and rips it off his head. Yeah, nah. Bro, don't do any of that. That's crazy.
Nah.
Here's the real point. The New York Times. They published this June 10th. Trump supporters' violent rhetoric in his defense disturbs experts. The former president's allies have portrayed the indictment as an act of war and called for retribution, which political violence experts say increases the risk of action. Are you kidding me? April 2nd, 20.
Yeah, let me chime in again. You know what you don't see out here? You don't see people going out here and, you know, say attacking somebody because they're wearing a Biden t-shirt or a Biden hat, you know what I'm saying? But these people are out here definitely arguing with people, assaulting and threatening people just for wearing MAGA hats. And it's crazy like that, you know, people get so offended by a term. You know, people always say, well, it's they equate it with racism, but it's like I was posting on Facebook something about like Republicans, you know, are like with the MAGA movement and Democrats are with the Make America Stupid Again movement. You know, it's crazy. Like, that if you did that in Fayetteville, North Carolina, you just try to go up to somebody, like some white dude going up to some random black dudes in Fayetteville and he's wearing a MAGA hat and you take it off his head, you liable to end up 6 feet deep, man. Like, you don't do that, man. You don't put your... That's the equivalent of you putting your hands on somebody is when you take your hat off their head, you know what I'm saying? And they ain't give you permission to do it.
2023, Trump supporters attacked with skateboards at rally in Orange County. I'm not going to sit here and pretend there's never been any cross violence. Proud Boys have fought Antifa. Trump supporters have fought other people. But the tendency for those who pay attention is the far left attacks everyone else. So here you have a video. And let's just put it this way. Far left rhetoric and the corporate narrative is putting Trump supporters at risk. It's true. This guy, let's play this game, left. This is a black man minding his own business being attacked by a white man.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to call this guy a Karen, get him arrested, get him fired from his job for attacking a black man? I didn't think so.
Yeah. You know what? I'm glad he brought that up. Like, are they going to call this guy a racist? This white dude who's just, I mean, this black dude's just going to get himself a coffee, mind his business. And, you know, and you want to go and start questioning why he's wearing this hat and then take the hat off his head because you hate Trump so much. You know, it'd be like if a black dude came into the coffee joint and had a hat on and said, like, I don't like crackers or something. I wouldn't even confront him. I'd be like, damn, this dude is crazy. Okay, well, he hates white people. Then that'd be it. I keep it moving. Like, this idea that I gotta confront somebody because of their t-shirt or because of their hat. Like, I wore a t-shirt that people probably could consider offensive. I used to wear the Joyner Lucas t-shirt. I was wearing it when I got hit by a car. The fuck everybody t-shirt. When throwing up the middle fingers at everybody that looking at the t-shirt. You know what I'm saying? But, like, if somebody tried to confront me with my Joyner Lucas t-shirt, I'd tell them to go fuck themselves. Read your t-shirt. Fuck everybody. Go fuck yourself. Like, it's my t-shirt. I bought it. You know, like, that's the thing. In this country, you know, that's part of freedom of speech, is the words on your t-shirt is part of freedom of speech, or the words on your hat is part of my freedom of speech. Like, I wish somebody come try to take my Kango off my head. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't like Kangos or something, man. Oh, man. Hell no. That's like one of my favorite hats. Or my fedoras, my great fedora. Oh, hell no. Yeah, this is, you asking for it. You are literally asking for it. And like Tim Pool said, like, you know, the far left and the liberals and the Democrats, they're not going to label this guy as a racist for harassing a black guy in public who's minding his own business, just trying to get a coffee.
They won't. Because it just so happens this black guy's wearing a Trump hat. These people claim that they oppose racism and all that stuff, but the reality is they don't care. They just want to use you, use these issues. And I've experienced it all too well. Yeah, I know. I talk about it every so often that I come from a mixed race family, south side of Chicago. But the reason I bring it up is to make this point. When I'm at Occupy Wall Street, and I'm just some random dude, they say, oh, but this is a perfect example, you know, mixed race, high school dropout, that the American dream isn't working for you. 2 months later, cover of all these magazines or whatever, you know, winning awards. And they say, he's just some white kid with a silver spoon in his mouth. They lie.
Schroeder.
And they use
Ricky
race
Schroeder.
Issues to bait people. The left demagogues, they go to minorities and say, that group of people is the real problem. Really? That racial group, that's what they do. The left goes to people and claim it white privilege and white people because they're creating a scapegoat. Does the quote unquote right? Well, it depends. Who is the right? Is the right conservatives? Is the right white nationalists? Is the right libertarians? They lump all of it together, even though all of these groups disagree with each other.
Yeah.
Because they're lying to you. They want to say that there's a singular group of people for all your problems, and it's just not true.
He's right. It's just anybody that disagrees with them, that's who they're talking about. And, you know, I posted like a couple posts and like, you know, like on Facebook when I posted like, you know, we can agree to disagree. It doesn't mean we have to be enemies. You know, and that's where we're in a place right now. We're in a place where people feel the need to be your enemy because, you know, they disagree with you. And there was another one I posted. What was the other one I posted? Let me pull this up real quick. I want to remember. I want to see exactly how I said it. I want to say, you know, to say it the right way. So we can agree to disagree. Doesn't mean we have to be enemies because of it. And the other one was, just cause you don't support something or someone does not mean you're hating. You know, it could be that you just don't agree with it. You don't like it. Maybe it goes against your morals or your views. You know, it could just not be it your cup of tea. You know, like this, to me, supporting something that you don't actually like and actually support is disingenuous. And it's not organic. It's not authentic. You know, things in life need to be authentic and organic and as least disingenuous as possible, man. You know, and it's so disingenuous when you just support things. Like, you know, just because it's your friend, you got to support everything he does. No, there might be something that you say, I don't really agree with that. So I really can't support that. You know, it's just like same thing with Dizzle. You know, Dizzle's owned by Chris Roker, good friend and mentor of mine, 33% owner. If I thought Dizzle was bullshit, if it was trash, I would have told him, you know what I'm saying? I would have like, nah, this tastes like shit. This tastes like crap, you know? Because I value honesty more than anything. And we're not being honest no more in America. We're not, like, people don't want honesty. They don't want truth. Truth and honesty is hateful. It's considered apparently racist. You know, it's homophobic, it's transphobic, and all those labels that people, you know, attach to people that, you know, speak truth and tell the truth and just being honest, you know. So we can agree to disagree. We don't got to be enemies. Like, you know, the left is making out to be anybody that disagrees with them, oh, you're the problem. Because, you know, however they think, it's the only way that you're supposed to think. You shouldn't be allowed to think any other way. But yeah, this white dude walking up to this black dude and just taking his hat off his head, that ain't gonna fly a lot of times. You keep doing, white dudes keep trying that, and good luck with that shit. Y'all motherfuckers gonna get y'all's ass whooped. You're gonna get probably put 6 feet deep trying to just snatch a MAGA hat off a black dude's head just because you hate Trump. You know, it'd be like a Biggie fan trying to, you know, smack a Tupac hat off of my head because you hate Tupac, or vice versa. Man, you better get the fuck out of here with that shit. Like, that's that you asking for it, man. Bullshit right there, man. That's what that is. That's that you asking for it. You asking to get your ass whooped. Because I guarantee he ain't going to keep doing that shit over and over again. Because he's going to do that wrong motherfucker and they're going to knock his ass out. Once again, I'll thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.